Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim habaim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're Siman Ayin Hey. Ayin Hey, Am Haaretz. You need to know this Siman, otherwise you may remain in Am Haaretz. Okay. We're talking about Sear Ba'isha. The Mechaber said the hair of a woman that is normally covered. You cannot read opposite it, even if she's your wife. However, a besula who goes out with her hair uncovered, it is mutter. But the Rama continued, likewise, the hair of women that typically go out of their temple, and then certainly the hair of goyim, says Mishra, Seir Nachris. Kari Nachris lahaseir, shenechtach v'eino davach lebesara. Okay. Different than the way I read the Ramah. That's for sure. I read the Ramah. What Seir Nachris? The Seir of Goyim. Now, we discussed the Seir of Goyim yesterday, and we learned that Ramosha said that Goyim, even in a community where they cover their hair, the seir of a married Gentile were not machmeran. So what's the Rama talking about when he says seir nachris? The Mishnah Berurah says, you know what seir nachris is? Kari nachris lahaseir shenechtach, hair that's cut off. Ve'inoy davak lebesara. Usvirle de'alzel lo'yamru chazal seir be'isha erva. Hair of a woman that's cut off is no longer an erva. So when the Rama says kol shekein seir nachris afilu darka lechasais, so in other words, if a woman were to cut off her hair and use it for a sheitel, it would not be an issue. V'gam mutter legaloisa. It's even mutter to keep it uncovered. Ve'ein ba mishum priyas harosh, and it's not considered priyas harosh. So in other words, the hair of a woman that's cut off, it's not connected to her basar. We don't say Seir Ba'isha Erva, and it's mutter to uncover it. V'yesh cholkim va'omrim da'af b'peyah nachris shayach Seir Ba'isha Erva v'isser priyas haresh. Some say that a sheitel of the woman's own hair is an erva, and there is an isser of priyas haresh because our prima gadim de medinos sheyotzin hanashim b'peyah nachris megula in communities where women go out with a sheitel that's uncovered, yesh lam lismech al shulchan aruch. They could rely on the shulchan aruch. Now, what do you mean the shulchan aruch? The shulchan aruch doesn't say that. The Rama says it. So this answers a chakira that I've been having. Is the Rama one of the authors of the shulchan aruch? Is the Rama part of the shulchan aruch or only the mechaber? Because the mechaber, the Rama is the tablecloth. He's the mappa. But I guess the tablecloth is part of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is the Mechaber and the Rama. So when he says you can rely on the Shulchan Aruch, he means Rama. Umashmina sham da afilu seir shel atzma, even her own hair shenechtach v'achachak chibra l'roisha. Gam ken yesh l'hakel. From the Rama, excuse me, from the Prima Gadol, it's mashma that even the woman's own hair that was cut off and then was attached, you could be lenient. But if a sefer Magen Gemara Hechmer was the Ayin Shav, the Magen Gemara is machmer about this as well. Because of Oid Sham, it's written over there further. If the minhag is not for women to wear a sheitel, then the din is with the machmirim that it's maras ha'ayin. But in a community that a woman wears a sheitel, then the Mishnah Berurah says she's allowed to wear a sheitel. So somebody once argued to me that the sheitels today, they look so real that you don't know that the woman is married. And I said, so what? Where does it say that the reason for a sheitel is that the woman is showing I'm taken? It's a very beautiful svara, but it has no basis in reality. It's a made-up svara that that a woman wears a shetel to show she's married. That's not why a woman wears a shetel. That's why you have to buy her an expensive wedding ring to show she's married. That's on you. But don't, that's not why she wears a shetel. She wears a shetel because Seir b'Yisha'erva. I, but there's no, but I don't understand. What's the difference? Her shetel looks nicer than her hair. Okay, very good. So when you decide to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, you could change the rules, and you could make it. You could say that the shetel is aser and the hair is mutter. But when God gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, He said her seyar b'yisha'erva. So now you say, well, it's very alluring. Okay, that's something else. That's not within the confines of tznius. But to say it has a din of an erva, or that a shetel somehow is not mekayim the inyan, no, that's a invented svara. I'm not undermining the fact that, yeah, it's like every beged, right? Exactly, good point. It's like any beged she wears. That of course it's not supposed to be something alluring, but it's no different than a beged. There's no Maris HaAyin. She lives in a Jewish community. Everybody knows that it just the opposite. If it looks very good, everybody knows it's a shetel, you know? So, anyway, fine. Sif Gimel. Yesh li zar mishmias kol zemer isha b'shas Kriya Shema. You should be careful not to hear the woman singing during Kriya Shema. Doesn't sound like a very strong language. Yesh li zahir. Don't you have to be careful always? Hagav va'afilu b'ishtai. That's why it says Yeshu's are. I mean, even your own wife is included here. That's probably why it says Yesh li zaher and doesn't say it's mamish. So, avo koil haragil boy enoi erva. A koil that you're frequent in is not an erva. What does that mean? Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah. B'di'eved, if you were listening to an opera singer, if she came to the shul and she was singing opera for you during the Kriya Shema, you would have to repeat the Kriya Shema without the brachas. Now, why without the brachas? Why without the brachas? Okay. I guess it's a suffolk. It's a suffolk. So on the Daraisa you go back. On the Drabana you don't. Zemer Isha Afilu Pnuya. Even if she's single. What about if a woman is playing an instrument for you? Not a pro not it's not usher. At what age is it usher? The Shulchan Shlomo says 11 and on. Excuse me, if it's your own daughter, 11. A different girl, 3. The Reb Chaim says that's very nice according to the Mishnah Berurah, but according to the Chazal Inish, it's going to be tali in the metzias of the woman. Okay. Avoloi b'shas. Okay. Avol shaloi b'shas kriya shema shari. But if it's not at the time of Kriya Shema, you're allowed to hear a woman sing. As long as you're not mechaven to get hana, so you don't come to hear her. So what if girls are on a trip and they want to sing, and the poor bus driver. So it says of Shomazam, and the poor bus driver is busy driving. He's not mechaving to listen to them. It's mutter, yesh lahakel. Of course, they should be careful not to be machshel him. Okay. Vizemer eishes ish. Again, this is talking about a single woman. A single woman, listen carefully, a single woman, at the time of Kriya Shema, you shouldn't listen to shaloi b'shas kriya shema. It is not asur as long as you're not mechaven lehanos. But v'zemer eishes ish of a married woman, v'chein kol ha'arayos La, you're never allowed to listen to it. So the question is later on in Siman Resh Pei Beis Sif Katan Gimel, it says a woman should not read the Torah because of Kavadat Zibor. Forget Kavadat Zibor. What about the fact that she has to lane and it's Zemarisha? So the Aderes writes, and it's explained by the Shevet HaLevi and the Tzitz Eliezer in the Nishmas Avram, that it's talking about reading without the trup. And that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashav explain it. Or it's talking about where the Baal Koireh is the mother and all the minyan are the grand are the children. It's not kavod, but it's no issue of koil ba'isha.
Conversation to Panuya.
Or like Rav Mendi says, and the Tzitz Eliezer also says, or maybe it's talking about a Pnuya. Or, by Kriya Shel Mitzvah, there's no Isser of Koil Be'isha Erva. So why are you not allowed to do it? It's not Kavadat Zibor, maybe. That's a Chiddush Nifla. Now, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean, all Arayos? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, it's not talking about Eishes Ish. He already said Eishes Ish. It's talking about ketanos that are usher to him al tilchos arayos like achlis ishtai, but nida. We're going to see that stam. Look, he says, la'olam aslishma b'chein penuya she nida, a penuya, a single woman who's a nida meklal arayosi. What about listening to your wife sing when she's a nida? The Pischei Tshuva is Masupik. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan says it's Aser. The Chazon Ish says, L'chor it's Aser. Rav Moshe says, Min HaRoi L'Hachmer. Okay. Uvesulois Didan, Kula Becheskas Nida, saying, Ar Besulois Ar Becheskas, that they're Nida. What about, this is the best one, what about listening to your sister sing? You know, you're a Bachar, you just came back from Brisk, and your sister wants to sing the Manishtana. So what are you going to do? You can jump out the window? What are you going to do? Legabe shmias koil achoisai me'al gil yud alef shanim hashara zmira Shabbos v'chag kasev Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach shemekilin. You're allowed to be mako when it comes to zmirais. However, Rabbi Yashiv says it's aser to say Dvarm Shabakdusha Bizman She Ishtai Ayachis and do not sing with them Zmiro Shabbos. So if you want to sing with Zmiros with your wife, you're allowed to hear her sing, you just can't say Dvarm Shabakdusha. So I thought when it comes to Zmiros, you're allowed to, let's say your wife wanted to sing, you'd be allowed to sing, but you don't say Hashem's name. Because the Zmirois are not Dvarim Shabakadusha. Menucha v'simcha is Dvarim Shabakadusha. Not Dvarim Shabakadusha. Hashem's name is Dvarim Shabakadusha. So,
Maybe that's where the minhag came for people not to say Hashem's name during his.
it is one of the reasons. It is one of the reasons, yeah. Okay, kol mechaz nidus mishagia lehem zman veses. V'koil zemer pnuya nachris. What about the sound of a single Gentile woman? He gam kein bechlal erva is also in an erva. V'asr l'shmaya, you're not to listen. Bein koyin v'bein Yisrael. Doesn't matter whether you're a koyin or Yisrael. So you say, what difference does it make if it's a koyin or a Yisrael? Because to a koyin, she has a din. She's Aser Mishum Zoyna. But Rav Moshe says she's considered an erva af Yisrael. Why? Because since if you would live with her befarhesya, kano and poigim bai, she has a din of an erva, and therefore you can't listen to her sing. Let's say you're on the road. Oy beir, v'hu anos, she efshaloi limchais. Kivan deloy matzino demikri ever medairaisa. Mutter likrois levarich. You'd be allowed to read and make a bracha. Demloy kain kivan she anushurim beino akum nisbato mitayr utfila. Yalzen nemar is lasis lashem hefir tarasecha. So let's say, for example, you're in a taxi and they're playing the radio, which, you could, we'll have to discuss, is listening to a recording also considered kol b'isha erva? And you can't really tell them to turn it off. And it's a Gentile singing, you're allowed to daven. A good example would be you're on a plane, and now sometimes on the plane now, they play music when you get on the plane. And let's say it's a Zman Tfila and you got to daven. So you daven. Unless you recognize that it's a Jewish woman singing, which is possible. Okay. Ach, yisameis libay l'chavin la'kdusha shu oisek v'lo yitin libay l'kol hazemer. Now, what does the Rama mean? Koil haragil by enoy erva. A voice that you're familiar with is not erva. So what? This guy listens to this lady sing daily, so now it's not an erva anymore? Haragil by kivan shiragil by. Since you're accustomed to it, you will not come to hear her. So what is that referring to? The Shayna Halacha says, oh, it's not singing, talking, talking. A voice you're familiar with is not an erva. V'afilu me'eshas ish. V'afilu hachi. So when the Rama says, koil haragil by eno erva, it means talking. The voice of a woman speaking that you're familiar with, that voice is not an erva even while she's talking. But it sounds like if you're not familiar with it and it sort of is alluring, an alluring type of voice, the din of kol b'isha erva applies even to the talking of a woman. Even if you're familiar with it, you're not allowed to be mechavan to be nena from it. Even her clothing, you're not allowed to look at to get hana. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great day.
Even dibur is a problem potentially, then that would be an issue with laning even without a trot, reading with even without a trot, right? That was one of the answers over there that doesn't have a trot.
Yeah, you're right. I guess they're talking about where it's ragel. In other words,
Also, according to, I don't know where I saw that about a bar mitzvah would potentially be okay.
it's
So then a woman should be able to
it's
sing
a
by a
svara that
chasana.
Shevet Halevi threw out and quoted in the Dershu number 35. Yeah.
According to that svara, a woman should be able to sing by a chasana because simchas chasam kala is a mitzvah.
Now you gave it. Now you know what they rely on, you know. Mitzvah doesn't mean you're doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah means the words you're saying are, divrei mitzvah. Are you looking for some backup?